We often fear setting boundaries and holding others accountable. However, boundaries, accountability, acceptance, and compassion are all connected. As Brené Brown says, compassionate people are boundaries people. In other words, to be compassionate, we must set boundaries and accept ourselves and others. But setting boundaries can be challenging. For example, I reached a breaking point in a business situation last week. I had been promised a result by a specific deadline. As time passed, without any updates, I made excuses for the other person, thinking maybe they're sick or that everything happens for a reason. But despite these justifications, I felt annoyed, angry, and disrespected. This company missed their deadline by 2 weeks without any communication. And what truly bothered me was the lack of consequences for their inaction. I needed to say something. So I emailed them to address the issue using assertive communication. As a result, the company gave me a new deadline schedule, allowing for a few days of flexibility. I was happy with this because I have exact dates now. This new deadline now makes them accountable. Even though I lack trust, I'm allowing them to reestablish it. So, to practice compassion, we need to set boundaries and hold people accountable for their actions. Accountability means that there are consequences for what people do. It takes time and effort to set boundaries and hold others accountable. It is far easier to ignore the situation and the hurt it causes, but that affects our self-worth and self-esteem. When we don't set boundaries, we teach others to mistreat us because their actions have no consequences. Here's another example. You had a long, hard day at work. You put the energy into providing a good and healthy meal for your family. You call your youngsters for dinner, but they are glued to the TV set or their phones. Addressing their actions, not who they are as people, is essential. By allowing your youngsters to ignore you, you are teaching them that it is okay to be late and disrespectful. Remember that setting boundaries is essential. Avoid being spiteful or trying to get even. Instead, focus on the actions that need to change, not attack the person. That is what I did with the company I was dealing with. I focused on achieving a set schedule rather than attacking the person I emailed. Setting boundaries and holding people accountable is about respecting ourselves and teaching others to respect us. Setting boundaries is one of the most crucial lessons we can impart to our youngsters in the parenting journey. This episode will explore what setting boundaries means, how to establish them with your children, and why teaching your youngsters about boundaries is essential for their future well-being. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of setting boundaries. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Setting boundaries means clearly stating what behavior you will and won't accept in your interactions with others. These limits protect our physical, emotional, and mental well-being, ensuring others treat us with respect and dignity. Boundaries are essential in all relationships, whether with partners, children, friends, or colleagues. They help prevent misunderstandings, reduce stress, and promote healthier, more respectful connections. Boundaries are not about being mean, selfish, or pushing people away. They are not about controlling others or putting up walls to isolate yourself. When my boundaries are pushed, I want to get even with the other person or get back at them. That is the old way I thought. I still have those thoughts because they make me feel better, but then I do what I know best. I speak or write assertively to address the situation. Setting boundaries doesn't mean you don't take care about others or that you are rejecting them. Instead, boundaries are about caring for yourself and ensuring you feel safe and respected. They help you create healthy relationships where everyone understands what is okay and what is not. Remember, setting boundaries is a way to show compassion for yourself and others. Understanding the distinction between a rule and a boundary is essential for fostering healthy relationships and assertive communication. While they may seem similar, they serve different purposes and are applied differently. As mentioned, a boundary is a personal guideline defining what you are comfortable with and what you are not. Boundaries are rooted in your individual needs, values, and well-being. They are about self-care and ensuring mutual respect in relationships. Boundaries are flexible and negotiable through assertive communication. They focus on protecting your physical, emotional, and mental health, allowing you to maintain autonomy and integrity. A rule tells people exactly how to behave. It's usually strict and applies to everyone in a specific situation. Someone in charge makes rules to keep things organized and ensure everyone acts the same way. Here is an example of a boundary you can use with your children. I need you to turn off all screens by 8 p.m. so we can have some quiet time before bed. If you have any homework left, please finish it before then. This boundary respects the child's need for screen time, but sets a limit to ensure it doesn't interfere with family time or sleep. Now here is an example of a rule in the same situation. No screen time after 8 p.m. This rule is straightforward and has no room for flexibility or negotiation. Boundaries help children feel empowered and respected. They provide some level of choice or flexibility, which makes children feel more in control of their actions and decisions. Children understand, reason, and feel valued when boundaries are communicated. Additionally, considering your child's needs and feelings when setting boundaries reinforces their sense of self-worth and encourages them to respect themselves and others. Rules can make children feel restricted and controlled. They often limit a child's freedom, making them feel like they have no say in their actions. Feeling controlled can lead to resentment or rebellion, especially if they don't understand the reasons behind the rules. Children might follow the rules out of fear of punishment rather than understanding why the behavior is important. When rules are made without the child's input, it can result in less engagement and a sense of disconnection from the parent. Understanding the difference between boundaries and rules helps create a more respectful and empathetic environment. Boundaries encourage open communication and respect for individual needs, while rules are restrictive and authoritative. By focusing on boundaries, you foster healthier and more supportive relationships. Here are 5 strategies to set clear boundaries in your family. First, be clear and consistent. Explain your boundaries and expectations to your children. Consistency in enforcing these boundaries is vital in helping them understand and respect them. Here's an example. Explain that bedtime is at 8:30 p.m. on school nights. Stick to this time every night to help your children understand the importance of a regular sleep schedule. Or set a rule that screen time is limited to 1 hour before homework. Consistently enforce this rule by monitoring your child's device usage. Second, model respectful behavior. Children learn by observing their parents. Demonstrate respectful boundary setting in your interactions with your children, partner, and others. Use polite and respectful language when discussing plans with your partner. For example, "I understand you want to relax tonight, but we agreed to finish the yard work." If you make a mistake, apologize to your children. You can say, "I'm sorry for raising my voice earlier. I was frustrated, but that wasn't right." Another key boundary: respect your children's need for privacy by knocking on their door before entering. Respecting their personal space will teach them to respect others. Thirdly, encourage open dialogue. Allow your children to express their feelings and opinions about your boundaries. This will help them feel valued and understood. Dinner time is an excellent time for discussing your child's feelings about the current boundaries and any changes they want. Or spend individual time with each child, asking them how they feel and if they find anything particularly challenging. You can also create a suggestion box where children can anonymously submit their thoughts and feelings about family boundaries. A fourth strategy is to teach consequences. Help your children understand the consequences of crossing boundaries. Consequences can involve natural consequences or disciplinary actions, which is different from punishment. An example of a natural consequence is if a child refuses to wear a coat on a cold day. Let them experience feeling cold as a natural consequence of their choice. Then there's logical consequences. Explain that if a child breaks a toy by being rough with it, it will not be replaced immediately. The child will need to wait until they save enough money or their birthday. Fifth and last, empower them. Encourage your children to set boundaries with peers and family members. Having them set boundaries fosters a sense of autonomy and self-respect. You can encourage your child to say no if they feel uncomfortable in certain situations with their friends. As parents, we might not always have all the information. Trust your youngsters to know best. You can help them practice this conversation at home. You can also support your child in telling relatives if they don't want to be hugged or touched. I remember my mom making me hug people I was uncomfortable with. Teaching children to set boundaries about not wanting to be hugged can help them later in life. Teaching children about boundaries is not just about maintaining household order. It's about preparing them for life. Here are some reasons why understanding and setting boundaries is crucial for their future. Knowing how to set and respect boundaries helps children form healthy relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Children who understand their limits and know how to enforce them are likelier to develop strong self-esteem and confidence. Teaching children to recognize and respond to inappropriate behaviors protects them from potential harm and exploitation. In their careers, boundaries will help them manage work-life balance, handle stress, and maintain professional relationships. Learning to set and respect boundaries fosters a sense of independence and responsibility, essential traits for adulthood. In conclusion, setting boundaries is not just about maintaining order. It's about creating a foundation for mutual respect, trust, and healthy relationships. As parents, teaching our youngsters about boundaries equips them with essential life skills. They learn to communicate effectively, respect themselves and others, and confidently navigate various social situations. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of compassion for ourselves and those we care about. It involves clear communication, consistency, and focusing on actions, not personal attacks. Doing so empowers our children to build a strong sense of self-worth, resilience, and responsibility. So embrace boundary setting as a vital part of your parenting journey, knowing it will profoundly impact your child's future well-being and relationships. As Brené Brown says, daring to set boundaries is about having the courage to love ourselves even when we risk disappointing others. Next week, did you know that children who read for pleasure are likely to do better in school and even have a more successful career? According to a study by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, reading for enjoyment is a more meaningful indicator of academic success than a child's socioeconomic status. But how do we inspire our kids to pick up a book when competing with the instant gratification of screens and gadgets? Next week, I'm exploring practical and fun ways to help your child discover the joy of reading and set them up for a lifetime of success and enjoyment. Frederick Douglass says, "Once you learn to read, you will be forever free." Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of practical resources. Our website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges. From tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?